Now, Millie, today is the Great Dragon Boat Festival special day, and I'm excited because it means I get to eat the dumplings we talked about yesterday. But our viewers may be wondering why Chu Yuan had to die. So, can you explain?
Okay, I'll explain that to our audience. Okay, remember yesterday we learned that Chu Yuan died. He killed himself. But why? Because he wanted to make the country better. Hey, Bill, listen to me.
I'm listening, country better.
Okay, and he talked to the king and told the king what to do. But the king wouldn't listen to him. And he was very sad. So in the end, he killed himself.
And that's very, very sad.
Hey, Bill, that's mine.
Okay, well, in today's conversation, we'll learn more about the Dragon Boat Festival. So let's take a look at today's conversation.
Dragon Boat Festival. Conversation A.
Ew. This drink is terrible.
It's not for drinking. We only use it to write. Watch me.
I just learned that character. It's Wong, right?
Good guess. Parents used to write it on their children's faces.
Because that's their last name?
No, silly. It can help drive away bad spirits, too.
That smell could drive anything away.
I'm so full. The dumplings are really delicious.
That was so good.
Ew, what's the terrible smell?
Oh, no, it's the cheese I bought. I want to make some pizza. It's in my bag if you want to try some.
No, thank you. Let's go back to our reading. Here, Nick says, ew, the drink is terrible. Why does Nick say ew?
Well, I know this looks funny. E-W-W-W, ew. It just means, ew, it's a sound you might make if you don't like something.
当你不喜欢什么东西的味道，你觉得，好恶心哦。我们中文讲，在英文的时候就是 ew.
And he says, this drink is terrible. When something is terrible, it's very, very bad. So Nick is trying a drink and he doesn't like it. He says it's terrible.
The drink is terrible. Terrible 呢，这里是一个形容词，就是糟透了，糟糕透顶 ，OK? 所以 the drink is terrible. 这饮料实在是太糟了。
Right, you could say, ew, what's that smell? I think it's your dog. It smells terrible.
So the dog smells terrible. So someone should give the dog a bath.In our test, it says that the drink is terrible, but actually it's not a drink, right? You can't drink it.
Right, Thor says it's not for drinking. We only use it to write. He's talking about writing characters, actually. Nick next says, I just learned that character. Now the word character is interesting. It means word, but only when you're talking about Chinese.Or another language like Chinese, because a character is more like a picture that has a meaning. In Chinese, the meaning is the word.
So a character is a word with a picture, 有点像我们说的那种图画文字啊，象形文字那种感觉。所以我们的中国字呢，就是用这个字叫 Chinese character. So Bill, you have been learning Chinese for almost 1 year, right? How many characters do you know?
I knew you were going to ask me. Not too many, really. Only about 200. However, we see that Nick knows this special character. He says, it's Wang, right? And Thor explains, yes, parents used to write it on their children's faces. But then Nick says something funny. Because that's their last name? Now here, last name means family name. Because in most Western countries, outside of Chinese-speaking countries, the family name goes last, not first.
Right, so it's different from the Chinese name. 在英文的时候，如果我们要跟人家介绍自己的话，比如说举老师为例，我就会跟对方说 I'm Millie Lin。好，那个 Lin 呢是我们中文的姓氏，它叫做 last name， 因为它的位置呢是在后头，而 Millie 呢就叫做 first name， 是名字，名字出现在前头，所以 first name， 然后再接着 last name， 先名字再姓氏。
So why is it that parents wrote Wang on their children's faces? We see that it can help drive away bad spirits. When you drive something away, it means you make it go away from you.Usually by doing something to scare it. So here, the name Wang scares away bad spirits and drives them away.
Right, 我们这里看到了 drive away, 我们说 drive someone or something away. Drive 是动词，是驱赶的意思哦。所以 drive someone or something away 就是把某人或什么东西给赶走了。For example, your cheese is driving me away.
My pizza cheese.Well, you don't have to have any pizza. In fact, you don't get any pizza.
Well, I don't care. I have my rice dumplings.
Maybe my pizza will be able to drive bad spirits away.
I don't care.
It's possible. It could happen. Anyway, we need to take a break. We'll be right back with Conversation B.
Dragon Boat Festival. Conversation B.
Do you want to make your own rice dumplings?
Sure, it looks fun.
It's more than that. It can also help you pass exams.
Really? How?
In Chinese, we call these dumplings 粽子. So, making 粽子 sounds like 包粽子.
This I know. It means sure to pass exams, right?
Wow, your Chinese is pretty good.
We're out of rice dumplings, Millie.
Yeah.
Can you make them?
I'm sorry, but I don't know how. But you know what? My mother is really good at making rice dumplings.
Oh, great. We can ask her later if she can make us some more. But here, in our conversation, Thor asks Nick if Nick wants to make rice dumplings.
Right, and it seems that Nick really wants to try because he says it looks fun.
Right, when something is fun, it means you will like to do that thing. You have a good time doing it. And if you say something looks fun, it means that you think it will be fun, because you can see people doing it, and it makes you think, I will have fun if I do it.
That's right. Here, fun 呢是当作形容词哦。那它的意思就是有趣的、好玩的。所以如果我们说 something looks fun, 就诶这个东西好像很有趣、很好玩哦。But Bill, making rice dumplings is not just about fun, right?
Right. Thor says it's more than that. This is a special way to use the words more than.Sometimes it just means you have more of something. Like if Millie had 3 eggs and I have 5, I have more than her. But here we're talking about an idea that making dumplings is fun. So when Thor says it's more than that, he means there's something that's more interesting about it, something that makes it not just making dumplings.
Right. Okay. So more than has two different usages, two different meanings. Okay. 我们在 more than 的用法呢有点不一样。像刚 Bill 讲的，比如说 My house is more than 10 years old. 如果我在后面是加上数字的话，那表示说不止超过，说我们家已经超过十年的历史了。但是在课文呢是另外一种用法。OK， 所以课文讲说 ，making rice dumplings is more than fun， 它不只是好玩而已哦，它还有别的意味。那比如说别的例子呢？比如我们说屈原呢 is more than a poet， 他不只是诗人而已哦，而且因为他 ，because of him we have rice dumplings。
That's right. So why is making rice dumplings more than only just fun? Thor explains it can also help you pass exams.When you pass exams or pass a test, it means that you get the smallest number you need or more to actually do that test well, to say that you were able to pass that test. So you don't have to take that test again.
That's right. We all want to pass the exam, right? 所以这里的 pass 呢是一个动词哦，它意思就是通过的意思。所以我们常听到人家讲说通过考试了。Pass the exam. I want to pass the exam.
Right, or you could say that Judy passed a very hard math test today.
Good for her. 所以呢，她呢通过了这个数学考试，而且这数学考试很困难哦。
But wait a minute. Why is it that making dumplings can help you pass exams? That seems very strange to me.
Well, it has something to do with the sounds. 这跟中文的发音是有点关系的哦。因为在中文包粽子呢就是包粽。Do you know what 包粽 means?
Right, I remember that now. It means that you are sure to get something, or you can be sure you will do something you want to do, right?
That's right. You're very smart. And your Chinese is really good.
Oh, thank you. It's one of those words in Chinese...or ideas that's really hard to translate into English, actually.
That's right. Okay, so making rice dumplings is more than just fun. It has other meanings, right?
Yeah, it does, because you can be sure to do something like pass an exam. So I guess it kind of gives you luck to pass that test.
That's right.
Wow. Well, anyway, Thor says, wow, your Chinese is pretty good.You know, when you say pretty in this way, it means, well, it's quite good. It's very good. It's a way to show someone you think that what they do is very good.
Right. Pretty good. 这里的 pretty 呢它是一个副词就是相当的。哦、所以你的中文相当的好。Your Chinese is pretty good. It's very good. It's quite good. But I remember we have another usage for pretty, right? So did you see the pretty girl there?
Of course. It also means beautiful.
Yeah. 所以 pretty 呢它当形容词的话就是我们以前学过的 beautiful, 美丽的。所以大家要分清楚哦。它当形容词的时候是美丽的 beautiful。当副词的时候呢是 quite, 相当的或是 very, 非常好。
Okay, well, that's all the time we have today for our show. We really hope you all have a great Dragon Boat Festival day, and we'll see you next time on A Plus English. But first, we do have some last things for you on the show.
Word Power!
Word power, word power, word power. Our first word is terrible. Terrible.
Terrible, 形容词糟糕的。
The beef noodles in this restaurant taste terrible.
哦，那家餐馆卖的牛肉面呢，很难吃。
Yeah, don't eat there. Eat at the beef noodles place on my street. It's so good. Okay, number two, drive away. Drive away.
Drive away, 动词片语驱除。
Japanese people believe salt can drive away bad luck.
日本人相信呢，盐巴可以驱除厄运。
And the next one is fun. Fun.
Fun, 形容词，好玩的。
It's fun to go camping with lots of friends.
跟一群好朋友去露营是很好玩的。It is a lot of fun.
I have many good memories of camping with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, pass. Pass.
Pass, 动词，通过。
Betty always passes her tests because she studies very hard.
Betty 呢总是通过考试，因为呢她很用功读书。
I guess that's it for today's word power, but don't go away, there is more of the show coming up.
In mind.
Hey, Quinn, why do you always use this pen?
This is more than a pen. My grandfather gave it to me a long time ago. It's very special.
好，这里我们来看一下 more than 这个片语。当它后面加数字的时候，我们把它翻译成超过。所以说超过15年，我们可以说 more than 15 years。那同样的呢，它也可以翻译成不只是哦。那它的意思有一点点不同，它指的是重要性或是价值远胜于哦。比方我可以举一个例子哦 ，My dog is more than a pet. He's a family to me. My dog is more than a pet. He is a family to me. 那这里的意思就是说，我的狗狗它不是只是宠物而已哦，它对我来讲还像是家人一样哎。And you know, Clayton, to me.You are more than a co-worker. You are family too.
Wow, Kelly, you're so sweet.
Yeah, we are a family. Big AMC family.
Dragon Boat Festival. Conversation A.
This drink is terrible.
It's not for drinking. We only use it to write. Watch me.
I just learned that character. It's Wong, right?
Good guess. Parents used to write it on their children's faces.
Because that's their last name?
No, silly. It can help drive away bad spirits, too.
That smell could drive anything away.
Want to make your own rice dumplings?
Sure, it looks fun.
It's more than that. It can also help you pass exams.
Really? How?
In Chinese, we call these dumplings 粽子. So, making 粽子 sounds like.包粽子
This I know. It means sure to pass exams, right?
Wow, your Chinese is pretty good.
Review time.
For review time today, we just ask you to fill in the blanks.
今天呢，我们的复习时间要来做的就是填空题。So, what are the words for the blanks?
Pass.
Pass, 动词，通过。
Fun.
Fun, 形容词，好玩的。
More than.
More than, 片语，不只是。
Okay, let's start. Tom always blank his English tests.
Tom 呢，他总是 passes his English tests.总是呢通过他的英文考试。
Right. For him, English is blank a class at school.
For him, 对他来讲呢 English is more than a class at school. 英文对他来讲不只是一门课。
And the last sentence, learning English is also blank.
Learning English is also fun. 学英文呢也是一件很好玩的事情。
I think learning English is fun too. I hope you do, so stay with us for the rest of the show.
Living phrases. More than.
More than.
Are you having a birthday dinner tomorrow?
Yeah, but it's more than that. It's a party!
Cool! Can I come?
Sure! And bring lots of cool music.
I can do more than that. I'll also bring lots of gifts.
You are more than a friend. You're the best.
That's awesome.
It's gonna be great.
Just for fun.
Okay, our last proverb of the month. And this one, oh my gosh, it's really scary.
What's going on, Clayton?
It says...Two heads are better than one. It's about a two-headed monster.
It's a monster! I can't believe it! Two heads? I'm so scared.
Oh boy, what are we going to do? The two heads are going to eat me and then they're going to eat you. Ah!
There's two of us, one for each head. Okay, it says two heads are better than one. Well, I guess so. I mean, if I had another head, then...I can read a book while I'm eating, or watch TV while I'm reading, or something like that. I could have two heads doing two different things.
Wow, and if I had two heads, I'd have four eyes and four ears and twice as much hair. Wait, Siobhan, no, this isn't what it's talking about. I think I've seen this proverb before.
Well, what does it mean then?
Two heads are better than one.It doesn't mean I have two heads. It's like I have a head and you have a head.
Oh, so maybe since we both have heads and brains, we can get together and have two heads.
Yeah, and that way we can think better. When we need to solve a problem, it's easier to do it with two people than just with one person.
It makes perfect sense. So if there's a problem or something you have to do, if you get together with someone else, you can both bring your thoughts and your ideas together and hopefully come up with an answer.
Right, because different people have different ideas. And sometimes you won't think of an idea, but your friend will. It's like...When I couldn't get the DVD player in my house to work, and I was trying to get it to work, and I just couldn't do it. But then, my friend came home, and he said, oh, that's easy, you just press this button. And then I thought, oh, with two people, it's just so much easier to solve a problem.
That's right, because maybe you only knew a little bit about how to do it, and your friend only knew a little bit, but then you put them together, and it equals a lot.
Right. So, everybody, remember, two heads are better than one.